Okay. We have to do some Rashi's. Banan Tvin Chachamim. Tchsiv ki ner mitzvah v'torah, or ayirei ner mitzvah d'shabbos v'chanaka bo or the Torah. The ner mitzvah creates the or Torah. Rabbi Nagra, Charish Eitzim, he was a carpenter. B'shraga d'shabbos, he was lighting candles for Shabbos. Rashi stressed that there's actually another explanation referring to Shraga of Chanukah. Chalav Atani, over Rishon, he would pass by, and he would repeat it again. Klemmer, over Atami, this was a play area where he was constantly passing by. The Veinasha is Ovid, means his father. Mikadami, some say, means Cham of his father-in-law. Ovid, me Veinayo, that came out from him. What do you mean came out from him? It's his son-in-law, according to the second shot. The chastok of an we relate to the son-in-law like a son. Ma'achra umadlekes ner shal Shabbos samach l'chashecha. She was lighting ner shal Shabbos close to shkia. So he thought of lo yomash kro yuseiru. That extra pasuk. L'hach Rasha l'ksiv Hashem herlekes tam yomam. Rasha was going with the amud onan, and this is and. And they were with the amud on amud esh. And they never leave for lo yomish. They never leave. So what does it mean? Amud onan shayoy mashlim ora lamud esh ho esh. The amud onan would give over its to the or. The or was there already. Shayoy amud esh ba kaidem sheyishka amud onan. Before the amud onan would leave, the amud esh would come already. We see the right way to do it is to bring it earlier. So she figured, okay, like do me b'od hayom gadol when it's very early in the day. Tanina, which means shenani, I have a price which says shliyakdim zolaminkram hishal Shabbos. You light early in the day. It's not obvious that you're lighting it for the purpose of Shabbos. So this halacha of shliyakdim is brought down in Hilchos Halakos near Shabbos. It's also brought down, the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Chanukah. So, because there's an alternative version of the Gemara, the most of it was, you know, again, the flow of the Gemara was referring to Chanukah. The Chavos Chaim points out that the definition of Shliyakim Shliyacher in the Rambam, the Bir Lochem, Mizvadayik, it means a half an hour. And so we spoke of that idea that based on this Gemara, you can light, if you hold, you will light by Shkia. If you light within half an hour after Shkia, it's called you weren't being Ma'acher. Erev Shabbos, obviously, that'd be an issue, but by Ner Chanukah, lighting, supposed to light immediately by, exactly by Shkia, which the Rambam Shita, he says, as long as you shouldn't be Shloyakdim or Shloyacher, it means within half an hour of each direction. It's called being not being Ma'akdim, being Ma'acher.
30 minutes on the clock.
That's what they usually use. Gabi Shabbos, the assumption of Loch is Plaga Mincha. If you light from Plaga Mincha, in other words, it's Nikr that you're lighting the Tzarev Shabbos. If you light before Plaga Mincha, it's not Nikr that's called you were Makdim. It's not obvious that you lit the Tzarev Shabbos, and you're not Yotze. You have to put it out and relight the Neris. Mr. Rapasans. So he says, a person which is the Rochim, he means the Oyev, Havli Boner Rabbanon, Vavosay Aleim, Ke'av Al Benoy. So he loves the Chacham, and therefore he's going to have a son of the Chacham, which he loves. Rabbi Hachiyu, Shein a Rog, Alasa B'Tara, a person who's not able to find time to learn Torah, but still his points will be accepted like the Tzermin Rabbanon. Of course, there's an assumption over there that there's a certain deference to a Tzermin Rabbanon that people give, and he's going to be zecher that same type of deference in regards to, now if there's no deference to the Tzimur Rabbanon, it doesn't help him. That's another issue. Something more. V'lo b'shem and sreifa. So Mishnah says you can't use shem and sreifa to light near Shabbos. So that's the end of the Chanukah sugya for the vast majority of it. My shem and sreifa. Amar Rabba, shem and shal tshuma. Shenitamah, Shem and Shubba, which is became Talmei, but I correlate Shem and Sreifa. However, the Sreifa, I mean, it's now standing, it's now required to receive Sreifa. for Shabbos my time aloy. Now you're allowed to burn it and have benefit from it while you're burning it, so what's the problem? Why can't you do it on Shabbos? Shemitar Shemitzu, love the Baroi, Gezerah Shemayata. Over here he doesn't want it to go out, he has to consume it totally. So we're afraid maybe Shemayata, he'll want to get the last drops of oil into the wick to burn, so he might be mad. Or Rashi says it'll go quicker this way, etc. That's the whole problem. The Yomtiv Lishtri, let it be Shemitar and Yomtiv. The next Mishnah says you can't use it for on Yom Tov. Gzera Yom Tov after Shabbos. So our answer is it's Gzera Yom Tov after Shabbos. Chistamer says no. The Shemayata lo chashira. We're not worried that he's going to take this so that he's so concerned that he's going to be Shema. He's going to be Mat. That's not what we're concerned about. Halacha by Shabbos, it says you can't light it for Shabbos. The our mission, the first Mishnah, is but halacha by Yom Tov shechal liyos erev Shabbos as kina. In the case you can't use seven sreifa in the case where Yom Tov was Friday, you're lighting on Friday the tzarich Shabbos. You can't light seven sreifa on Friday. It's on Yom Tov. Why not? Fishein surfin kachim by Yom Tov. We're going to have a discussion later on. You cannot do the mitzvah of Sefer Kachim, burning Kachim, which became possible. You can't do that on Yom Tov. Now, Kachim, you cannot benefit from them while you're burning them. So you're only lighting them just the tzarech of the mitzvah of that, and that, the Morris is saying, the Morris says the reason that you know, has a question on why not? Because the essay of Sefer Kachim will not be derecha the lois essay and the essay of Shmiras Yom Tov. So you have to say over here, even though you're allowed to benefit from it while it's burning, which is that's okay, since when the person lights it, if the person is recalled correctly, so this speaks it out somewhere along the line, over there you can't be benefit, over here a lot of benefits, so what's the problem? So you know that your kavanah here is a tzarech mitzvah. So that what you're getting benefit is a side benefit. But you know, that he can't do anything with it other than burn it. And while he's burning, he's allowed to benefit. So it means he has a mitzvah to burn it, which he's allowed to benefit. Well, he's not doing the same benefit for his own personal benefit because he'd rather eat it. Right? The reason why potentially, so why is he burning it? Because he has a mitzvah to burn it. Once he's burning it, he's benefiting it. That's not going to have a din of cold that you're allowed to light a fire in Yom Tov, the tzarech mitzvah that you're not allowed to do. You have to light the tzarech, a personal need. So that's it's still called the shame mitzvah over here, not the shame of personal need. So it's awesome. So the more 1 second, what minik tani save malikin b'shem save b'yom tov b'chal to reish alav b'yom tov askina. So apparently this is not that same case. According to you, it is Rav Chisda. So Amar Rav Chanina Misura, that the pshat in the two Mishnayos is Matam Kamer. The first Mishnah told me the halacha. The second Mishnah, because it's in Mishnah, it's explaining what's the problem. Matam Emalika Mishnah Mishnah the Yom Tov, Fishing Shavuot Kachem Yom Tov. That's what the Gemara means. Thank you, Mr. Chista. The price that would support the Chista called the Shomru, a Malikan be Ben Shabbos, a Malikan Ben Yamtiv, Chutz Mishem and Sefer, Vishen, Serv and Kachem be Yamtiv. So you see that the issue which we're dealing with the dinner of Tzemes Eifer was because of the loch of Ein Tzarfen Kachin B'yam. That's the problem. Zark Rashi.
So it's only an issue on
Shabbos, which comes out to be Motzi Yom Tov. The
second day.
Yeah, we would have the second day, right? The Mishnah is the same word. The Rashi, the Sefer, I mentioned also because you can't eat it. Since I love the Vara, Dumma also pay the day to call it the Chilo. As the Mitzvah of the Burner, Rashi says, because a person might come to the Vara of eating it, the call of eating it, so we say you must burn it. Shemiyata, Kadeshi, it's Vara, my hair, in order to burn quickly, he might be Mata. Kabrachis said, no. Yamtip, the Lekal Mechish, Latiya, the Mars Kasha card is shot beyond the Lekamecha Shatia of Lishri. So, more answered Xavier. Or, Barev Shabbos, case of Zujat of Barev Shabbos, who Tsarach Latlikim in Bad Yom, you have to light it on Yamtiv. Nims to serve Kachim Yamtiv, you're burning Kachim Yamtiv, come and pour, Birkin Yafir McCroy, then serve, you cannot do that. Okay. If Oilahus, the more now is going to, interrupt our conversation about Neiris with some other halachas in regards to davening and benching and Chanukah, etc. Yiboy lehu, ma'ol hazker shal Chanukah bebrichos amosim. Is there an inyan of adding in mention of Chanukah in benching? Kivin de mirabonon hu lo mitz kareinin. In general, bebrichos amosim, it's a raisa, so yam and time which are the raisa we mentioned. Rabbanans we don't. Or at least that's the thought process. So Dilma Mishum Pesumanisa Matrina. Maybe there's part of the Pesumanisa is to mention a benching, which is going another way to publicize an ace. Amarav Skara, Amarav Huna, and Amazkir. You don't mention it. In Bala Hazkir, if you do mention it, you're not okay to mention it. But if you do mention it, you're allowed to mention it. And you mention it, you mention it in the second bracha, of which is referred to as Hoidon Ardalucha, which is what we do.
So, what was really the question? I mean, what were they doing, you know, just sort of like generally in past years? It's not like this is the first generation that's trying to decide what to do, is it? I mean, we're talking about this much later.
Well, you have Rava answering it. Rava's in a murder.
Yeah.
So it sounds like this was a Dekanah which was introduced at this point in time.
Maybe like, you know, some did. Like nowadays, some people say, Barita Tal and Shvada Esme and some don't.
Yehuda Ikla the Bay Rava, several that Kure, he's going to mention it, because you're allowed to mention it. And you mention everything in Bernie Shalom, in the third bracha. Yalav Yabon Ritzay, several that Kure, Bernie Shalom, he's going to mention it there in the third bracha of Bernie Shalom. So Amal Horoshesh is Ketvila, Matvila Behido, Afri Chazamos and Behido. The correct place to put it in is in Hido. Yiboy Lahu. Let's see, Rashi. Birchas Hamazon, Tefila Pshita Londe, that you have to mention. It's a rate, Lahalo, Verlo Hidor, Nikvu, Kamin Eliel. The mitzvah was to mention it, Lahalo, which is we say Halo, Lahidor means Lahidor, but does that flow over to benching also? Lomas Kaminan, which means Lomachayevoy, Lahiyevoy, Lahashka, they weren't Machay people to mention it, but, it doesn't mean you cannot mention it, means you're not mukhiv to mention it. So he says, where do you say it? Matvila Batvircha Saidor, the Hakula Milsa, the Chanaka, Ikra, the Hidor Niskana. So also, Bahidor, Birchazort, you say Birchazort. Do you have to mention Rosh Chodesh? If it says Lomer B'Chanukah D'Rabbanan Leitzarech, Chanukah you don't have to because it's D'Rabbanan, so Rosh Chodesh D'Raisa Tzarech, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh which is D'Raisa. Adim Akim D'Li Oster V'Sis Malacha Olay Mes Kirin, that Halacha mentioning there is something which applies to Yom Tov. Yom Tov is the Chiv you're supposed to mention, the Chiv to mention. It doesn't apply to Rosh Chodesh, which is not a Yom Tov, it's not Oster doing work. So what's the Halacha? Rav Omer Maskir, and Rav Chanina Omer Eino Maskir. Rav Chanina, one says you do, one says you don't. So you're not chayiv to. Omer Rav Zrika, the Rav Beyotcha, you should take Rav in your hand literally, but you should hold on to the din of Rav. The Kara Rashi a couple say because the Rashi has a brisa which supports Rav. The son of Rabbi Yeshua Rashi quotes a brisa. It says the following yamim sheyesh bohem korban musaf kikar rosh chodesh v'chalash hamoed to arvis v'shachus to mincha mispalash man esrei b'omer me'ein ha'avoy ha'ma'ira b'avoy. So they have a korban musaf rosh chodesh v'chalash hamoed. You have to mention in the bracha of avoyda you're mechiv to mention me'ein ha'ma'ira. It's a priceless thing. Me'ein means something which is about the topic of the day, you mention it in the Avoda and the Bracha would say, "This is what we do." Yes. V'imloyomer, it ain't over till it's over. One second. V'imloyomer, if he doesn't mention it, the Brisa says, "So machzirin us." So you make him repeat. The Shmona Esrei. Ve'en behem kedusha l'kois. You don't. There's no din of saying Kiddush on Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hashamoed. And v'yesh behen haskar mebirchus amozen. And they do get mentioned in benching. The Brisa continues and says yamim shein behen korban musaf. There are days which are special on our calendar, but they're not days which have a korban musaf. Garden Shani with Hamishi, with Hanios and Mamadis. You have the two Sundays, Mondays and Thursdays, and Tanesim and Mamadis. So, more says, so what's Shani with Hamishi? I know about in the process of the Tanios for a lack of rain, so they would do that on Mondays and Thursdays, but there's no dinner on Mondays and Thursdays independent of the din of Tanios. Ella means sheni v'chemishi v'sheni shel tani yosim amadus. It means that, or alternatively, the Morris Kasha is, in general, we do it in sets of three. Mishnah's over there, we had over there, and it's either sets of three or sets of seven, and the Mishnah's in sets of tainas. So the bays, the hay and the bays are the tainas, are the mamadus. So over there, Aravis Hashachar Zemilcha Vispalash Man Esrei Vomer Mein Hamar B'Shemeya Tefillah. So you mention about what's occurring about the occurrence in Shemeya Tefillah. So that's talk of the minute of the, I think the Svardim, they still do that they mention Anenu Marav Shachar and Mincha, even though they're not fasting nighttime, but it's a day of Titus. The person is planning to fast the next day. So you can answer, Baruch, please answer me on this day of Tainus. Rashi says nowadays, Rashi talks about why we don't do this. No, it's referring to the Yachid. I'm not sure. Could be the Brisa goes right over there and says that the Sheikh Sibra is different. I'm not sure. Could be the Brisa continues and says the Sheikh Sibra is different.
And why is my mother's, that would be connected with
The modus.
So why would that be in the same place where we normally insert gallery huddle?
Well, their bakasha was a bakasha of Kabbalah Satvila. So I guess that they didn't put it into, or it's the Korban Musaf is put in. Well, let's go back to that. They said Mamodis when they were bringing the the Korban Tamid. That's an interesting question. It's the same way, because it's a Yom of Rosh Chodesh, it has Musaf, so it defines the day, it's a day that it's a special day of Avodah. So you mentioned the Mora in Avodah. So I guess you only can call it a special day of Avodah, because this is Korban Musaf. It's every day, even. Then theoretically, you could argue you should say all of your Bakashas in Ritzay, which is not true. I hear. No, it's just a good question. If he doesn't mention it, he doesn't have to go back. So in those days, you do not need to mention the benching about the tainus, etc. See Rashi. The first narrow line. The Bakash Rachmim al Yisrael by Yerushalayim, the Hoshi Bavoda Limakomer, Lazarus Kabonas Hayom. So we daven that we should get those special Kabonas back. Shenim Chemishi Mashim, Yishakol Shabbos Hashanah, every Monday and Thursday. Amai Bitayu, the Zerchram, Lachalka Mishayim Hashanah. What's significant about Mondays and Thursdays? So it means the Mondays and Thursdays, Shotanias. So you go to Tanias, Al Shamim, Shenim Chemishi, Shenim, Satasanas. They made their halacha of fasting was set up for Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Mishal Mamadis, currently Yom Mishal Mamadis, the days of the Maimon, Mishanim Arba Tanias B'Shabbos, they would fast for 4 days, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, V'Chemishi, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Main Hamara, the two is Tfilas Tainus. Their main Hamara is the Dia of Tfilas Tainus, which is the Bakashas of Tainus. So, well, even though it's connected to Karbonus, but we relate to it as a Tainus, the idea of Bakasha, the version, Dami, the Gosh Baruch, whatever Glyaso needs. So, it's not specifically about avoiding. I hear the question, but I don't know. Arvis Leli Kanisos, the night before. Vava Pisha, Echel Mashaisa Kalalaiva, even though you're allowed to eat. So, Russian, please accept our tainus. You're eating. Yispalot filas tainus. Yilad adamin filas tainus. Me'achosh anitlos hayoyim. That this is the day that you're going to fast. So yoyim tzim tani sein. It was true. Nachem and Rav Huna beset the tainus. Yachosh kibul law of the tainus. Al pishayochu b'shoyser kol alaylam yispalot filas tainus. That's what he means. Even though you ate all night, you can daven filas tainus. Now over there we set a pshat. That means a different pshat. That means even though he. We're telling you that Titus, which he accepted, does not start by night time. Even though he ate by night, he can talk until Titus the next day. But he's saying over here, the Chiddush, you can talk until Titus at night. Chiddush is going to be Sosi Brysa, Shana Rabbi Seno. They quoted a Brysa. Pamashanam Shari Batinus, Renam Ispal. There are times a person is not eating, but cannot daven until Titus. Pamashanam Shari Batinus, he's not. This is a scenario where a person is not in a situation of fasting. We spell Yidavin Tzvilas Tainus. Okay, so Kambi Yisosa, Kambi Siyosa. When it's coming in or going out. Climber. Erev Tainus, the night of going into the Tainus. Avisha, also Lechol. So he comes, and it's the night of the Tainus. He goes to Shul and Yidavin's Mar. He's going to go home and have supper. The Yidavin Tzvilas Tainus, the way we're learning. Avisha also lechol achar tefillah. He's going to go home and eat. Mispalo tefillah sinus. He davens tefillah sinus. Ulemachros. So the next night he's already fasted the whole day, and now it's davening ma'ariv, and he's still fasting. Zochar, even the bigger tzaddik, let him daven tefillah tainus right now. The night afterwards, don't be shy. Then even though he's still fasting, keshem mispal when he daven's tefillah arbit, and mispal tefillah tainus, he doesn't mention tefillah tainus. Same thing regarding, but at the end of the regarding Rashi says, "Kosher." They wrote the following: "I will ain on a regilim learn my arbis." We don't say it in Arvis of Shachris. Shema Yera Lo Ernes Ferli Obumas Vitam Klum Minim Se Shachar Matilas. When a person is not fasting, says B'yam Simtani Seder, the day that we are fasting, that's considered not true. So a person should not say element of Shachar in his davening. He doesn't know he's going to finish the time. So we say by Mincha. Well, the majority of the day has passed already. Probably will make it to the end. But by night time before, he should mention it, even the Shachris. So the Chazan, which we have a right to assume, probably you'll get 10 people which will make it through to the end. So the Chazan is representing the Tzibur, there's 10 people which are going to make it, he can mention it by Shachris also already. He doesn't, you know, it's not the Gair for him to mention, there's no Chazar Shachat, it's at night time, so it's only the Gair by Shachris.
Because we assume that 10 people
will make it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they're mechalic like that, but it's theoretically interesting. Right. The point being, even though each individual person doesn't know, we assume that the tzibur will yes make it.
So I understand. Had the Gaonim, reading the Gemara differently? I mean, it seems like they're overriding Gemara.
Yes, they're saying that no, it's a kana, but you can't do it because we have an oinus. Why we can't do it? We have a concern which doesn't allow us to do it.
Saying like in their time that people became not as good at fasting.
I'm sorry. Wait a second. Tosis says. Way back is it? Tosis says. As long as one person makes it at the end, it's okay. He quotes the guy. It's possible that they felt that was the reality they were concerned about.
It's
not unheard of. No, Shalos, the Sefer doesn't is not bound to the Gemara. So why we felt it's a separate question. But we hear the garden, we're going explicitly connected to Gomorrah, that's funny. That's I think Russell's question.
Yeah, if you had somebody who thought they probably wouldn't make it, it's a minute of time.
He really thinks it's not going to make it. You know, make it, then he could allow to say it, but the mindset, really, the person really thinks he's not going to make it, he probably shouldn't say it. The answer that the Torah says, you say, B'yarim Tsoy Matani says that. So this way, he's not saying it's our tainus, meaning referring to himself. You know, it means that it's a yom tzayim tainus. So that
says how fast it's our
world. The hour clue means that you're including yourself, right? So you're not fasting. Emos yom tzayim the lab the rice, and you know it's not the rice, so there was no chiyuv to go back. Rechus of mazon shall arbis. So you're eating at night time, so you have no key to mention the fact that it's a tainus, to mention that it's a tainus. Do you mention Chanukah in the Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf? Came the last day Musaf for the day. So the Makarinan, Chanukah has no Musaf, so there's no reason to mention Chanukah by Musaf. The Musaf has nothing to do with Chanukah. But Dilma Yom, Rosh Chodesh, which comes out, or Shabbos, which comes out in Chanukah. And Dilma Yom, who should chai, Barbat Tfilas. Today, this is the day of Chanukah, it's the day which you're supposed to daven four times. Well, to daven four times, you've got to mention Chanukah. It's Chanukah, which it needs four Tfilas. Okay. So Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi Yehuda, ain't no mask, you don't mention it. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Omaski, you do mention it. So I'm review Abaya Rav Yosef. Father Rav Huna, the Rav Yehuda, the Rav. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, both of them are Rav. I can bring you. But sometimes they also learned other places. So you're wondering if they had a Masur where they got this from. They say it in Rome. They get it from Masur from somebody else. They get it from Rav. I'm telling you, they got it from Rav. How do I know? Because I have a statement. Amar of Gidol Marav. Rosh Chodesh Shachali is for Shabbos. Person, it's Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. So Hamafter Benavi b'Shabbos and it's Rosh Chodesh Shal Rosh Chodesh. Person is. Who says the Haftarah, so he says the brachas on the Haftarah, so the last brachas, Allah Tarah, Allah Badah, Yama Shabbos Zeh, and Asat Alonu, and Yom Tov, we say, Yama Shabbos Zeh, and the day of Yom Tov, right? Yom Chag, Yom Atzoi, so whatever we say, whichever Yom Tov it is, right? We don't have to mention Al Yama Shabbos Zeh, but Yama Rosh Chodesh Zeh. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh. Shemoli Shabbos ain't Novi Rosh Chodesh. There's no dinner having Novi Rosh Chodesh. It's only because of Shabbos. So since Rosh Chodesh does not require any Kriyas Novi, there's no reason to mention when you're reading it from the Novi about Rosh Chodesh. So you see, if it doesn't need to do it, it doesn't need to do it. So over here also, the Chor, you should not mention, that's why Rav Huna. And Rav Yehuda said, you don't mention Kanaka in Mus. Yeah, so that's a good riot. Mor says no. Midami, it's not a good riot. Hasam, Navi b'Rosh Chodesh like a cloud. There's no inyan of Navi b'Klal in Rosh Chodesh. But Hacha, Isay b'Arvis v'Shachas Mincha. Our argument was that maybe the way they set it up is they looked at it as a unit. And he does say it is in the game for the regular three tefillos of the day, so maybe Musa goes with also. Allah Damya. If you want to compare it to something, this is the correct thing to compare it to. Amar Rav Achtavuye, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav, Yom Tov Shechal is B'Shabbos, Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, so you're Mafter and Navi in the morning. Obviously you mentioned Shabbos and Yom Tov. What about the Mafter on Shabbos? The Mafter B'Navi B'Mincha B'Shabbos. The Haftarah that they used to say, Rashi says, the Haftarah B'Mincha on Shabbos. Also, that was only on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Yom Tov, they blame from the Haftarah in the morning, just like on Shabbos. But the Haftarah of the Mincha, what about on Shabbos? Right? So that's already, there is a union of Haftarah on Yom Tov. In the morning, you're going to mention both. So once you say that, so maybe you should mention by Mincha of Shabbos also, even though there's no union of Haftarah by Mincha on Yom Tov. So what's the lacha? That would be a good parallel to over here, the Tfilas Musaf Fizavichan. So he said, Ain Tzarech Lahasker Shal Yom Tov. So Rav said, you don't have to mention Shal Yom Tov. Why Shemol Eish Shabbos Ain Novi B'Mincha B'Yom Tov. The only reason why you're pulling out the Novi over here is because the Shabbos has nothing to do with Yom Tov. So there's no reason to mention Yom Tov. So if that's what Rav said over there, we understand that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said over here, you don't mention Chanukah by Musaf. They're basing themselves off of Rav. But the Mor says, well, less, Hilchos of Kochol Hani Shmaitza, it's not how we paskin. Elaki Hoda, Amr Yeshua ben Levi, Shimon Levi said, Yom Kippur Shachal Dispi Shabbos, Nispal Nilo Tzarech Lahaz Gershal Shabbos. Person has to mention Shabbos in the Ila. There's no carbon, there's no Tfilas Nila in Shabbos. Why? Because Yom Hu, Shinizkayev, Barbat Tfilas. The day needs four tefillah. Rashi says, for whatever reason, we're not just focusing on the tefillah of the night before. So there's four tefillah shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. And this day is Shabbos, and it's a day which has four tefillah. So you have to mention all of the tefillahs. Say Rashi. There's more to the Gemara, but we'll see Rashi at least. Shachanak al-Masavim, tefillahs Masavim, the Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbosechim, Mechanak, so it's Negev. Musaf, you can have it like this year, so it's like 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos were all days when you had a tefillas Musaf on Chanukah. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Besach Yimei Chanukah. Amar lehasbir al anisim v'hudot. You mentioned in Shmoneh Esrei al anisim in the Brachah Maitim. V'dal tefilas. So arbis v'shachris u'mutzuf v'mencho. Kimish tchavis tefilas zeh hayyam. And in Mechuzim Yishar tefilas shayyam. It's all part of the tefilas of the day. The correct tefilas for this day is to mention the Alanisim and Moedim. That's how you daven on Chanukah. So if it's four tefilas, it'll be ten tefilas. I don't care how many days the tefilas is, whatever it is. That's what you got to say. In our Rosh Chodesh, Hachanami, Ha'ol, B'Mod Rosh Chodesh, and Musaf and Chanukah, like brother's story. So the same way you don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the bracha of the Haftarah, because there's no union of having a Haftarah on Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to mention in the Musaf, where there's no union of having a Musaf on Chanukah. That's not true. Once the three tefillahs are ready, you're saying it, so maybe you're supposed to finish it off and say it before. The tefillahs of the day are set a certain way. They read 10 psukim of the Navi by Mincha. The Goyim made a gzera that they weren't allowed to do that, that they stopped it, they accepted the gzera. Once they stopped, they didn't reinstate it.
It's the time during persecution when we weren't allowed to read Torah, that's when we instituted half Torah, but as soon as we were allowed to start reading the Kriyas HaTorah again, we went back to.
What's the rhyme or reason? The kana of Navi by in the morning was there should be some element of learning, which Beikar really was Niskan because of the Iker of the kana was the Kriyas HaTorah, like we had that was the kana from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Betzim, it never was Batal, it just we couldn't do it. There's no Bez in the Kana's Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos morning was instead by Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no Bez in which is going to say that they're Gadol B'mena B'chachma Minyan to be Vatal, the Kana's Moshe Rabbeinu's Bez. Right, so it was in place. So what was the thing? They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it, so they're an onus. So now that the onus is gone, so they're there. Right? I don't know. Rashi, in one other place, Rashi says, that the Kriya B'Novi by Shabbos Mincha was the Hechatimsa, since the Am would come together, was the Hechatimsa to give them Musar. It was like the Novi is for Musar. I don't know, I'm not sure what that means. That it wasn't the full-fledged Takana, it was a full-fledged Takana. I mean, they were making brachas on it, you know, they made brachas on Minhagim also. So I'm not sure, was it Takana B'Chalal? Yeah, I think so. But, I mean,
I know the Ashkenazim have this funny practice where we kind of, you know, split the difference between Cholamot and Pesach and Cholamot and Sodesh, but
right, I mean, if,
putting that aside.
Right. It shouldn't make a difference. That should be the same. Even though you do lay in the morning, you don't mention it. It's not a little yomtiv, you don't mention it. I don't think there ever was a tekana. There's it's sad. Din of the Mishnah. There's no mention anywhere that there's a din of that there's a din of. There is a Mishnah talks about haftarah by day, by in the morning. There's a Mishnah that seems that says I think the Mishnah over there in Megillah or Bryce over there in Megillah talks about the din of Kriya. It says there's no din Kriyas Navi by Mincha. So it was some minute which was instituted later on. I'm sure they gave it to the Kohen even, so it started to stop and stop. Lesechus of Kohani Shmaitzer, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Gidl, Rav Achtavuye, Elo Tefila Achas, Ken Tiberet, Tiberet, Elo Choldever, Dvar Yom Umaskir. All the tefillahs are always the same. Right, so that's such a problem. Rashi throws in Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl Marav, Rosh Chodesh Chalis for Shabbos, you don't mention it. That we passed in life. Everything else is. Shav Haskish on Shabbos. Larm of Vesit and Lana was Yem Hamanoyach, Ves Yem Kippurim Azet. The Yem Hamanoyach and the Yem Kippurim. But once you're saying it, you say Yom Hushin is Chayav Dal Tefillas. And she says, "What do you mean Dal? Hey Tefillas, Marav Shachris, Musaf Mincha Nila. It's fine. La Tefillas Halayla B'Chal. We're not focusing on the Tefillas Halayla right now. Al Tefillas Yom Shachris Musaf Mincha Nila. Especially if you learn like we had so before, there's a machlokes whether Arbis is a chiyuv or not. So there's definitely a chiyuv of four tefillas, possibly five, but there's definitely a chiyuv of four. I understand. I've been saying, but the Ma'aseh that one should be Davka mentioned is the Yom Shabbos is Zeb, is Yom Rosh calls Yom HaMenorah Zeb, right? It's a separate mention, and then Brachos Mekadesh HaShabbos VeYisrael VeYom Kippurim. Well, you know, right? That whole introduction, Melech Kol Oritz, right? The same. Mekadesh HaShabbos VeYisrael VeYom Kippurim. We're clearly separating those two different points. Is kneeling? Like, why are we doing that kneeling? The Gemara is going to ask. So that's Rabbi Shimon Levi's statement. We pass Rabbi Shimon Levi. The Gemara is going to ask a question that, but we'll hold it here. You know what? Let's not hold it here because we're going to next week as we've chazar. We're sending a middle of the sugya. Let's just finish up the two dots. Gemara says Kashel Hilchos. We have a steer. He said that we found him Shimon Levi that you mentioned Shabbos by Nila. Came along Hilchos Zakir Rabba. Damar Rabba Yom Tov Shachal Yis B'Shabbos. Shabbos and Yom Tov correspond. So Shliach Tzibur Hayar Lefnei Teva Arvis, when he says the Mogen Ovis Friday night, and in Tzarech LaHaskash Yom Tov. You're Messiah Mekadosh Shabbos. You don't mention Mekadosh Shabbos. Yisov Hazmani. Shemoli Shabbos and Shech Tzibur Yerid Arvis. There's no din of Yom Tov. There's no din of main Ma'ara on Yom Tov. The main Zion on Yom Tov Friday and by night. Versus Hachi Ashtra Hasim Medinu Dafila B'Shabbos Naman Litzor. Betzim, it's not a Shabbos requirement either. Rabbanu did Tikkunim B'Shum Tzakana. They were Masakana because the people used to go out in the fields. And people came late, so they added this extra tefillah to let the people came late catch up, but they shouldn't leave them there out in the fields by themselves in danger. And they were massacred because of Yom Tov, because in general Yom Tov the more people came, because some more people came, so you weren't worried about the people or they came on time, so therefore we didn't have the need to be massacred. So it was a special issue addressing a certain issue. So nothing with Yom Tov B'Klal, but over here Yom Shin is Chayav Barav Tefillos, and let's say it. That's so Rashi Yom Shin. She's a real Arvis. In Spala Berachos Me'ain Sheva, Kanei Shemayim Ba'aretz, Megen Avos Bita Barayim, Shem Sakanos, Mazikim. Shalom Yehoyibotei Kinesias Shalhen the Yishuv. They were outside. B'Chol Shar Leili Chachol Hayosukim B'Malachta, B'Gamer Malachta Mispalam and Arvis B'Beisa. L'Hoyiboyim B'Beisa Kines. They weren't able to go out there. They would come. Some more words. Shamer Marin Lobo did not come quickly. Rishon Lacher Tefillah, they were still davening. Makachi Rihu Tefillah Satzibra, that's when they extend the Tefillah Satzibra. We have nowadays people which Taka also come late, they're not married to come, but they seem to be able to catch up somewhere along the line. They don't have as many as extra Tefillah.